Ger Gadayev. This lecture was prepared by Zumrud Dadashzadeh, Assistant Professor of the Baku Music Academy, Candidate of Art. Translated by Mustafayev Kanan and read by Benton Weishart. We passed away in several decades, which takes centuries for others. In spite of this, we should study the world experience more intensely. But this we are, and that is world success. To think so is a misperception. As we are one part of this world and our current activity is one part of our mission on this universe. These words belong to one of the prominent figures of Azerbaijani culture, composer Gara Gurayev. I wish to see Azerbaijani music on the same level as the most flourishing world music. These words are a reflection of the composer Mein Aim and was the essence of his life's work. It is necessary to look at the way of life of this composer to better realize the difficulty of the job he worked so hard to complete. Gara Gurayev was born on February 5, 1918, to an educated family. His father, Ebulfiz Gurayev, was a famous pediatrician, doctor of sciences, professor, and his mother, Sonia Khanum, was well-educated, having a strong inclination to poetry and music. She was a very talented Azeri woman. Gurayev's early impressions are very rich. There was a place for music traditionally sung in Baku villages, European classics, and at the same time examples of 20th century art. Bartok's, Shostakovich's, Prokofiev's works, West and East, lived close in my heart. In this word of Gurayev reflects the main features of his thinking and outlook, the root of his heroism. The prominent artisan of the 20th century, Uzair Hajibeyev, and great composer of the 20th century, Dmitri Shostakovich, played a significant role in succeeding Gurayev as a composer and person. Gurayev studied at Hajibeyev's class at the Azerbaijan State Conservatory. He studied in depth the people's music and found the beauties of their rich origin in Hajibeyev's class. Gurayev said briefly and figuratively about Hajibeyev, "He fights for the protection of my national soul." Gurayev took advanced professional classes under the supervision of Shostakovich. Understanding the necessity of conducting searches in art and improvement and joining the main successes of world music, Gurayev began his career during a decisive period in Azerbaijani music. In the last half of the 20th century, during the period, Hajibeyev investigated the basics of Azerbaijani music, which was focused on a system of lad composition and lad system of Azerbaijani music. The results of that scientific research are very important. Hajibeyev achieved great success taking out the inseparable hindrance between the Eastern and Western cultures and leading Azeri music to the international level. But it was necessary to continue the mission of Hajibeyev, create schools founded for the promotion of new Azerbaijani music to the world. On this new stage of music history, Gurayev was able to communicate the possibilities of organic synthesis of national traditions with world art melding old and new. The first works of Gurayev, Monument of Tsarskoye Selo, Piano Board, 1937, and Having Bright Ethnographic Character, Soul Melody, Cantata, are in contradiction in type and style with each other. They form the clear opinion of amplitude and the composer's searches. Finding the common moments between different poles of national and universal tendencies became the main aim of Gurayev's activity. In 1943, the composer wrote the First Symphony. The dignity of this artwork is great, which founded the symphony genre in Azerbaijan. Like his teacher, Shostakovich, Gurayev turned to a war theme denying the traditional four parts structure, composing two-part original series, searching the common features among lad intonation of Azerbaijani music and Western European polyphony, modern harmony. Critics estimated it like brave neoclassic experiment in style of Hindemith. In May 7, 1945, 2 days before the war ended, the hero patriotic opera Native Land, which he wrote together with Javdat Hajiyev, was performed at the Azerbaijan State Opera and Ballet Theater named after Akhundov. The authors were awarded state honors for the opera in 1946. But the first main success of Garayev was the symphonic poem Leyli Mecnun. This symphonic work was written on the basis of motives of Nizami Genjevi's poem, who was a great Azerbaijani poet and thinker of the 12th century. It is impossible to listen without excitement to the music narration about dramatist of luckless love of the East's version of Romeo and Juliet. Leyli and Mecnun, here Garayev expressed the opposition of merciless fate and high love, sorrow and hope. Believed to disappointment and happiness, darkness and light could end tragically. But the calm, clear, and beautiful theme sounded at the end expressed the endless and eternity of Leyli's love. The two ballets written by Garayev in his 50 years are the climax of his creative activity. Here, the composer skillfully benefited from heritage of Tchaikovsky, Prokofiev, keeping with the traditions of classical ballet and Azerbaijani music choreography art, created innovative works characterized by wide symphonic soul. Garayev widened the opinion about possibilities of this genre, expressing complicated philosophic public themes. While writing Seven Beauties, Garayev again turns to the full usage of deep philosophic, high moral, bright images of the Nizami world. Garayev created the musical choreographic poem about people's fate and wishes, the beauty of human being, and high ethic means. The act of Seven Beauties in ballet is the best example of Garayev's activity. There are dances of representatives of being in contradiction with each other. Indian, Byzantine, Khwarezm, Slavic, Maghrebian, Chinese, and Iranian beauties. The orchestra at the end of the act astonishes with its brilliant colors. Here, Garayev combines with high inventiveness the Azeri Mugam Chakhargah intonations with features of the waltz genre. In 1958, Garayev successfully put on the stage the ballet In Storm Roads on the Leningrad Opera and Ballet Theater. The subject of the ballet has been taken from the novel of the same name by South African writer Peter Abrahams. The first scene expressed one of the actual themes of that time, the torment and fight against colonialism. But in spite of all social political contexts, the main idea of the scene is love, which can pass all barriers and win in the end. The sons of the universe sing a song of time. Don't sing about a war, hate, or hostility. Sing about love, was said at the beginning of the ballet by Peter Abrahams. Words express very well Garayev's position. Garayev created adagios, temperamental dances, very emotional music, astonishing landscapes, strength dramatic episodes combining the unusual youth African folklore and wide possibilities of modern music. One of the most poetic scenes of the ballet, Leyla, is an example of noble, sincere, and calm lyric. In this music, characterized by its fragile and harmonic features, precise and clear form exists sadness and endless sorrow and hidden tension. In 1967, Garayev, characterized by dramatical mastership, big symphonic scope, and choreographic forms, the highest reward of the USSR, which was awarded to Garayev, thanks to the ballet In Storm Roads. In all mentioned works, the composer extended the ways of expressing Azeri music and tried to bring to our art new types of images. He named the famous Azeri writer, Anar Garayev, the ambassador of the future. The search of the composer, which always was head of time, directed to future, wasn't always understood. Sometimes his contemporaries weren't able to release the symphonic poem Leyli and Mecnun, ballet Seven Beauties, symphonies, and an innovator's sense of violino concert, and blamed the composer in non-obeying the lad intonation forms of Azeri music. But the matter was the new attitude of Garayev to folklore. Criticizing the consumer attitude towards people music said, "Don't mercilessly exploit the upper layers of folklore. Its main fertility is not in the upper layer. It's more deeper than we think, and we should use the technical means to go down there." At the same time, the complexity of technical equipment and image polyphony of consisting of various nations' creativity couldn't overshadow his deep, expressed in thinking level, nationality. In one of the interviews, he emphasized this feature. "The national traditions sometimes naturally show themselves in creativity. I compose music on a base of Spanish, Bulgarian, and Vietnam themes. in this music, but I hear very often the mark of my Azeri hands. How does it happen? I couldn't explain, and I don't think about it at all. In other places, Garayev again outlining that writes that he never has aimed to be the Azeri writer at the beginning. The problem is that artisan and genetic levels belongs to his nation, and it carries with history, nature, national character, and language. It's impossible not to be amazed when thinking about Garayev's scale of activity. He combined features not only genius composer, but also qualities of public figure, famous pedagogic, and scientist. After the death of Hajibeyev, Garayev had already administered the Union of Azerbaijani Composers, was the war reactor of Azerbaijan's State Conservatory from 1949 to 1953, was a professor in 1959, was head of the composer class, the full member of Academy of Sciences in 1959. Garayev, with passions for the Renaissance period, tried to help youth, as he said, who lives to create the truth? The words of Turkish poet Nazım Hikmet, if I don't fight, you don't fight. We don't fight, how can we win? Are very suitable for creativity of Garayev. The richness of moral world, intellect of the composer, is astonishing. Jazz and folklore of world peoples, archaeology and precise sciences, film, photography, and image art. World science and all the events of art, innovations, and inventories attracted his attention. Garayev's intellect hasn't a border, said Russian composer Radion Shadrin, and there is truth in these words. The writer, Imran Qasimov, also expressed this feature of his friend. It doesn't matter what he speaks about, it's such an opinion as the entire civilization is in Garayev's hands. And all these are not in encyclopedic level. They are in original and well-studied way. Like in the head of the composer was constructed vehicle of production of information rays in unusual way. Yes, Garayev has a quality to absorb all heard and seen to combine it with its art style. The gained knowledge extended his internal world, enriched his creativity. As he confessed, it was mean in a relation to the world. The wide sphere of interest, tension, moral grief, genres, and style models were expressed and applied by Garayev's themes. The composer was attracted by creative world of representing such various epochs as art traditions, poets, and writers like Nizami and Shakespeare, Omer Khayyam and Pushkin, Cervantes and Nazım Hikmet, Peter Abrams and Bulgakov, Rostam and Samet Vergun. Every new theme and new image created corresponding new art variants and style peculiarities. So the bright, multicolor feature of ballet in Storm Roads features symphonic engraving Don Quixote and Alban Rhapsody, romanticism and emotionally of Leyli and Mijnun symphonic poem, intellectual lyric, the beauty of violino concert alternate each other. At the same time, in spite of many color themes, first of all, Garayev paid attention to problems of contemporary time. The following statement of the composer is important. The contemporary is shaking my soul. If I came to this world earlier, it's possible that I wouldn't compose. Every time when he was caring about this or any other objective, Garayev used the high quality style models. The seriousness, his ancient contraptual art and energy of Jesse improvisation. Obvious structures of Baroque music in Azerbaijan, Lad Mugams, style inventions and objective structure of Shostakovich, Stravinsky, logic of Bach, polyphony and popular music genres. And also, rhymes with rock music were attracting him. Example, in his first 70 years as composer creating the musical Hot-Tempered Gasconian, coordinated in a sharp way the classical intonation and genres, romantic harmony with the rhythms of modern pop music. The one of the best successes of the 24th Piano Prelude series could be named the Special Encyclopedia of Garayev's Style. There are a lot of inventions of the composer. He combines harmonically various features of music genres, Example, people dance, lullaby, morning melody, and the expression of modern music in elements of classic music or jazz intonation. The best example of Garayev's neo-baroque is using the ancient forms of music, fuga, variations, Paschalia, and last six preludes, the consisting of the theme and five variations, B, prelude, the significant intonations used in the Shakyamuni style. In spite of using this style, the main thing is that the composer has his own and he subdues all creation to his own unique writing wish. So all his works of different times have the same features. Compactness of forms, emotional seriousness, the safety of music images, and creative attitude toward people and music. Garayev is very rich in music genre. The composer doesn't differ between the complicated and simple genres. He approached with the same seriousness the scale models of instrumental music, symphony, symphonic poem, concert and movie, music for the theater. Based on complicated synthesis of various art variants, opera, ballet, music, mass singing, in spite of it, the main Garayev's quality, symphonism, obviously exists in every one of his works. Sometimes Garayev actively went out of the borders trying to clarify the genre names, for example, carrying out the original conception of Don Quixote. The composer takes the style of the art directed and named this work a symphonic engraving. Garayev composed symphonic engravings on the basis of the music of famous Russian movie director Grigory Kozintsov's film Don Quixote. In general, the composer approaches with responsibility to its activity in the film, creating the examples which could complete the symphonic work. The best illustration to this is having great power, multi-figurative, and many-meaning music of the film In Far Costs. The works of the composer, very often going out of the film, began to live independently. Example, written by Garayev together with his son Guliev, music for film Goya, caused the creation of symphony about his tragic life. Analyzing Garayev's work, it is impossible not to pay attention to the problem, composer and time. The time of full contradictions and difficulties has strong influence on his direction of his creativity, direction of discussed themes, at least to his fate. The biography of Garayev externally seems careless and happy. When he was 50 years old, he is awarded by many honored names, was recognized as one of the prominent people and classicists in Soviet music. But under his happy side of life can be seen even tragic fate, the destiny of artisan living in totalitarian country. The administrative command system in the art during Stalin's time deprived the possibilities of the political artisan to create independently, to select the wished composition, technique, and music language. The art of the decision of 1948 about blaming Prokofiev, Shostakovich to be artificial innovator, formalist, far from people, music artisan, came to Azerbaijan. Together with other Azerbaijani composers, Garayev, twice awarded by state honors, was castigated as representative of formalist direction in 1948. Inexperienced authors accused him in non-obeying the music traditions, abstractness of melodic materials, abundance of dissonances, and in other sins. Probably these critics were used by his two first symphonies. These works, by the way of series, novelty of its music language, directed to the future, and not only in Azerbaijan, but also in all Soviet space, couldn't be understood easily. So after 40 years, in 1988, performed during the 20th Century Music Festival, the First Symphony seemed like a museum exhibit, covered with dust, and was met like original, brave, live works. The question of Garayev wasn't been from its way to the right direction. How would he be the heritage of the artisan's activity? But 60 years came and went. The regime became softer. The Iron Curtain between the West and the USSR was demolished. The scope of information coming to the state raised significantly. In 1962, during the visit and excellent tours of Stravinsky to the USSR, the listeners found the brightness and freshness for themselves. In life, art, the values of change, many things, even nearest past estimates again. New idols. Schoenberg, Berg, Webern, representing the second wave of avant-garde, became very popular. During this period, Graev was involved in painful, severe thoughts, paying critical attention to the activity of the 40s and 50s, faced with necessity to define his art style. It's necessary to point one fact of this biography to understand better problems which troubled him. Graev visited the United States of America with a delegation of Soviet composers in 1961. In Los Angeles, during the music festival composers, two acts from ballet In Storm Roads were performed. The color of technique sounded in festivals' works, which was prohibited in the USSR for a very long time. The variety of methodology was astonishing. The sad confession of Graev after returning from the USA is symbolic. We are 50 years behind in music, but at the same time, the audience in Los Angeles impacted significantly on his activity. The composer made changes in his activity following strong character and will. He writes, "I could mercilessly break myself." He was one of the first in the USSR who investigated and began to use the 12-toned technique. The results of his turn are very convincing. The Third Symphony in 1964 and Violino Concert in 1967, the important works of the Soviet music. They live in creativity of many Soviet artisans. Shedrin, emphasizing historical significance of these works, writes that Graev, by his speeches in the USSR, composers' union, and concrete creation, played very important roles in the development of Soviet music in more natural ways in the 1960s. Of course, the composer didn't follow the technique blindly. He tried to prove the possibility of combination of new forms of art with national matters during the period was full of interesting ideas. For example, the composer was searching the way of creation, Mugam based on series techniques. By combination of non-repeating 12-tone suite with Azerbaijan voice layers, his sincere confession, Graev solves more important matters in Violino Concert. He succeeds in expressing the principles of national music. It's not coincidence that this work, which seemed to be without national features, should be understood like the best quality of Azeri people, the way of its thinking, character, and expression of temperament. Was the emotional context of Graev's music damaged in his works of the 60 years? The matter is that I like calm and clear feelings, sang Graev in his early works, pressed such passions of his internal seriousness. In general, the composer denies some minds creating the Eastern world. In spite of feelings, color, rhythms, there dominates deep psychology in thin intellect. Due to critics, the philosophic context of Violino Concert expressed the magical strength as first the intellectual power of the West art and the Eastern wisdom. Graev was also a great composer, a great thinker, bright speaker, and the master of sharp word. His scientific public heritage, written during 40 years, various articles, lectures nationally and internationally, traditions, and innovator, rising new generations, and gives other important problems of deep scientific analysis. Graev was appointed as founder of National Composer School. In 1946, after the graduation of the National Composer School, he began to manage the composition class of the Azerbaijani Conservatory, spending more than 30 years of his difficult and complicated life. Among the world famous, Graev's composer school was Hajiev, Khanmamedov, Melokhov, Mirzazadeh, Adigezelov, Bakikhanov, Guliev, Graev, Alizadeh, Hajibeyev, Dadashov, Hasanova, Dadashova, and others who enriched the Azeri music with their works. After the achievement of independence by Azerbaijan Republic during the period of high velocity of integration to world's art processes, the works of Azeri composers often sounded at the most respectable international festivals and achieved great success in comparing with the music of the West. This is the victory of the Graev school, his art and pedagogic principles. Graev's name surrounded with great esteem and love. The composer's name were given to one of the Baku's prospects, metro station, music school, ship, state camera orchestra, in order to perpetuate his name. Besides the material character, monuments, the music monuments devoted to his honor are more important. Here we can admit various works dedicated to his memory. The festival, Music of the 20th Century, carrying out his name. Concert program of the pianist, Rzaev, Karayev's Circle. The roles and episodes in his program played by Azerbaijani composers belonging to the various generations. This program, always being renewed, demonstrates the borderless of Karayev's creation. The quantity of literature devoted to the composer raises year by year. His works embellish the repertoires of famous singers. Karayev entered to the world art history with his huge, brave, astonishing achievements, and surely has a special place in the music of the 20th century. Years will pass, future generations will benefit from Karayev's music origins. The performers will find new features in his works, and the researchers will investigate the essence of his art. The human beings living in various places of the planet, regardless of their nation, morally rise and become more beautiful after the meeting with Karayev's bright, noble, high-minded art.